You're about to hear some theater as presented by a group from Dreams of Hope. Their Theatricue program has a stage play coming up. It's a musical, and you're going to hear a little bit of the backstory as to how a musical was scored, too. But first, they're going to open up with one of the complete songs from the play that is going to be opening up this coming Friday and then running through the 14th at the Alloy Studio. The play is called The Lavender Scare, and this is Theatricue.
It spins and spins this world. 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 In this world,
we're worlds apart. Start over again as this world it spins apart.
It holds our hearts, unfolds in our minds if we hold on too tight. The world lets go when we fall.
Separate worlds keep turning, not knowing what to do or what to think.
That members of the cast of the Theatricue production of a play called The Lavender Scare. And
Spell. Yeah.
Thank you for correcting
sure.
that. For whatever reason, my notes given to me said scare.
Well, we talk a lot about the Lavender Scare in it.
So could you introduce yourself and the cast members that you have here?
Sure. My name is Judith Avers, and I'm the musical director for the performance for the play The Lavender Spell, and I work at Dreams of Hope. And you want to go ahead and introduce yourself?
Yeah, I'll let you all do that.
Hi, I'm Red Goblet.
You've got a great voice, by the way.
Oh, thank you.
I enjoyed listening.
Thank you. Yeah, I'm a member of the music group.
I'm Jordan Sharp.
I sing and play the guitar for the music group.
Let me back up. Red, where are you from?
Pittsburgh.
What neighborhood?
I live in Greenfield.
Okay. Are you in school now?
Yes. I go to Pittsburgh Kappa.
Okay. And what about you, Jordan?
I'm actually from Chester, West Virginia.
Ah.
So okay. I traveled like an hour to be here.
Thank you for being here. I've been to Chester a few times. And then who else do we have?
I'm Antoinette Weir, and I also sing, and I am from Pittsburgh, and I live in, like, the Carrick Southside area.
Great. And are you both in school as well, or?
Yeah.
Okay, are you going to school in Chester, I gather? What about you?
I go to school downtown, also at Pittsburgh Cabo.
Great. And Judith, I've known you for a long time.
Yeah.
I don't recall your working with Dreams of Hope before, unless my memory is getting bad.
I've worked there for a year. We have a summer camp, an LGBTQIA-friendly summer camp called Camp with a Q. And I've been the director of that camp for a year. And then this new job with Theatric, that's new this year.
Okay. And you do, is it Theatric or Eek?
Theatric.
Theatric.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And the Lavender Spell has, there's kind of a fantasy science fiction, it's kind of an odd plot is my memory, right? Not odd, but just kind of mystical, right?
Yeah. Who, Red, do you want to say a little bit about the play?
Yeah, we've been working really hard on it. It's been going together. So the play kind of takes place as this witch, right? Yeah, witch comes from the Fae region. And she comes into this world and kind of like confused about how everything works and everything and runs into this
mortal.
No, mortal human.
Mortal human, but yeah, the GSA. Sorry, I'm confusing things today. Anyway, so yeah, they meet up, and then there's this other character named Joe who runs the organization, and then there's many other characters who come into play, and everything just builds up and breaks apart at the end, but then comes back together, and I don't want to spoil anything.
Spoil the play. What is the youngest age do you think would enjoy this play? A teen?
Dreams of Hope, we tend to work with people from ages 12, 13, up to ages 24. I would say at least 13 and up, but people's younger siblings are coming, you know.
Great. And I mention that only because sometimes we have plays that we preview that are appropriate for kids that are preschool or younger. That would be a fidgety play, I think, if you're that age.
Yeah, but, the Lavender Spell has beautiful dance and music, and all of this is youth-led. So the play has been collaborated with and written with a professional playwright, but all of the young people have written the dialogue, and the music's been written with a professional songwriter, me, but they've written all the lyrics and everything. But I would think little kids might be kind of bored. They might think it looks cool and sounds cool, but
they probably won't understand it as well.
And it's good just to give those kinds of advisories, especially with all the different things we have. Now, we have a station break coming up in a couple minutes. We do that, because we're going to have a couple additional musical songs for you. You've had to develop ways to change scenes, right, and to make transitions. Mm-hmm. And can you play something, maybe talk about something you had to stage that was a challenge, and then show us how you addressed it?
Sure. Jordan, do you want to just kind of talk about a little bit of our process with coming up with segues and transition songs?
I don't really know how we did that.
Sort of ended up, we were hiding in a stairwell.
Yeah, we just messed around. Judith played like different patterns of the song, like the same chord progression and everything, but in different ways. And we had Red yell at one point. And most of us, we just messed around with all of the lyrics and sang little bits and pieces of everything.
We found different transitions we liked, we held on to them and asked the director and the playwright if they liked them, and went from there. We came up with lots of options for the people working on the play.
I'll bet. Let's take a quick listen to what it sounds like.
Great. This is a transition scene for whenever the witch world comes into play, and so it sounds a little creepy in a good way, hopefully.
It holds our hearts, unfolds our minds. We hold too tight,
You're listening to the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade, Saturday mornings at 88.3 WRCT Pittsburgh, 90.1 WIUPFM Indiana, 90.7 WMCO New Concord, Ohio, 91.1 WSAJ Grove City, 91.7 WNJR Washington, IQKidsRadio.org, listen imaginatively, Radio Phoenix, where the valley comes to talk, sing, connect, and SLBRadio.org, where it's always Saturday. One last number from Dreams of Hope's theatric group, and then Eli will be with us from Woodland Hills Junior High School, along with my apologies for running a little late today. High today, 46 degrees, near 100% chance of rain. Tonight, 28 degrees for the low temperature, 30% chance of rain and snow or sleet. And tomorrow, a high of 41 degrees with mostly sunny skies. Currently, it is 39 in Grove City, 43 in Washington, 37 in Clarion, 41 in Indiana, 41 in New Concord, 59 in Phoenix, by the way, going up to 74, and 41 degrees in our studios in historic Allegheny Square. And Judith, we'll end with one more song. I'm really glad that y'all were able to come here today. You sound great. And I'm sure you've got a little bit more rehearsing to do, too, as you get ready.
Or yeah, starting Tech Week tomorrow.
Yeah, the play opens on the 12th. And again, the name of the play, it's The Lavender Spell, and it opens Friday and runs Friday, Saturday, and Sunday at the Alloy Studio. And you can get more information at Dreams of Hope's website, which we've linked to. And you've got one more transitional type song?
Yeah, we'll do. Antoinette, could you introduce this last? We're going to do part of our like finale song for the play.
It's titled Love Me. And I'm pretty sure it's like after everything bad happens. And it's kind of like a come together of everything that we would expect you to like take away from the show.
Great. And tickets are for sale at dreamsofhope.org. And we sell out every year, so if anyone's listening that wants to go, I'd get them this week.
Love me, take me as I am. Hold me, try to make it better.
Still hear you. felt small, I would still fight for you. If that was us then, what are we now?
See me, meet me where I am.
Hear me,
listen to what I'm trying to say.
Dreams of hope, and look for them at the Alloy Theater coming up Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. And thanks for being here.
Well, I married me a wife.